After having her detained in a clinic note on Ginger Rodriguez, G-I-N-G-E-R, last name Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I, G-U-E-Z, birth date 10-20-67, dictation date 6-8-22. Patient presents with complaints of right ear pain and right jaw pain for a month. Vital signs within normal limits, immunizations up to date, allergies to theophylline, current medications, see chart, past medical history, hypertension, asthma, TMJ problems, bipolar, rheumatoid arthritis, surgical history, has had a hysterectomy. Present illness. A patient with complaints of pain in right ear and right jaw for the past month, increased with eating. Also complaints of frequent diarrhea 10 or more times a day for the past 2 to 4 weeks with associated vomiting. With intermittent abdominal pain, past history of rheumatoid arthritis, TMJ problems, bicor, asthma, physical exam, vital signs, physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, dead eyes, ears, nose, and throat, swelling, slight swelling with heart tenderness, the right tympanic membrane area, with painful range of motion, external auditory canal, negative for inflammation or exudates, tympanic membrane without evidence of infection. Neck with without adenopathy or masses. Lungs cleared off auscultation percussion. Heart regular rhythm without murmurs of gallop. Abdomen diffuse. Mild tenderness with 2 to 3 plus tenderness in left upper and left lower quadrant with guarding and questionable slight rebound. Skin without lesions or rash. Extremities negative for tenderness, restricted range of motion, neuropsychiatric within normal limits. Impression. Abdominal pain, possible gastroenteritis, tympanic TMJ joint disorder, rheumatoid arthritis, bipolar disorder. The cause of abdominal pain and discomfort with history of prolonged diarrhea with vomiting and possibility of intradominal pathology, including diverticulitis. Patient was advised to go to the emergency room for further evaluation and probable CAT scan. Primary doctor is in Kingwood, and other doctors are there also. Patient to go to Kingwood Hospital emergency room for additional evaluation. Yes. Thank you, Dr. Halpern.